This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Come on, everybody, let's do it together. You should know it by now. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can, if you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved in the conversation that's going on there. There is a live chat room going on there as well. You're one of those Facebook people. You're comfortable with Facebook. You know how it works. You like to use it. And if you head up to Facebook, we have a live feed there going on as well. You can watch live. I still don't understand why you people. Yeah, you people. Maybe that's a derogatory term, but I don't think it is. I still don't understand why you people want to watch. Why do you want the cameras on? It's so weird. It's radio. Well, I don't have a suit on. You got to buy my book. I need new shirts. Come on. You've been watching me wear the same shirts for years on the show. Right? So if you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can also buy my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Everything you've been taught to hate, and I do mean hate, over the last 8 years, you're going to find out we ain't all so bad. And frankly, we come at things the same way you do to a big degree. More than you know. And if you're on the right, and you don't like that, I don't like to converse like this, I don't like to tell people that they're off or they're wrong or they have a wrong thought. Why? Why? You'll tell them, you know, you guys, you sports freaks, I'm going to get myself in trouble now, you sports freaks, you will have knockdown, drag-out fights. When somebody says something about your team or about a particular player on your team, but when it comes to your political beliefs, when it comes to what you believe is right for the country, you know, what they call that, something, mom and apple pie? Is it flag? Bible? Whatever. I can't remember. Baseball. There you go. Baseball, pie. Mom. Mom is second? That's when we get killed. Baseball, mom, and apple pie. Right? You're all over that. But when it comes to your political stuff, when it comes to keeping the country safe, on track, whatever, however you want to say it, not so much there, right? So, you know, as conservatives, this has been my argument when it comes to education, too. As conservatives, you gave up your roles. You backed out of education. You could have been, you can be, still be, you can still take back education. Right? I mean, they're teaching kids that Lincoln was a Democrat, for God's sakes. They're trying to skew history to show that it was actually the Democrats who freed the slaves, not the Republicans. I want you to think about that. And you and I are letting them get away with it. Yes, we are. All right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There's a Christian pastor out there, and we know we've seen this stuff before. One of these days, I'm going to read a story about Jim Jones. He was another guy who said, get rid of the Bible, you don't need it. You got me, you don't need the Bible. And the Yoho said, and I'm sorry if you lost somebody in that, I am sorry, but come on. If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, if you're a God person, and the man behind the pulpit tells you you don't need God's word anymore, he'll tell you what to think, what to say, how to say, when to do. Yeah. You don't walk away from that church. You run away from that church. And you scream from the top of your lungs to everybody you can. So Christian pastor Rob Bell suggests, you ready for this one? Ignoring the Bible to help the church stay relevant. See, he would have been really good friends with Hillary and Cain. Remember Cain? Yeah, remember the guy that said, hey, look, to my Catholic friends, you know, because Cain considered himself a devout Catholic. And he said it to my Catholic friends. You need to bring your thinking into the 21st century here. You need to bring your thinking into the right way for social issues, or we'll put laws in place. You cannot depend on your scripture anymore. And Mrs. Clinton said the same thing. She said, if you don't come around, if you don't change your ways of thinking about abortion and about a same-sex marriage, we'll make laws to force you to do that. And how you Dems, you Christian Dems, you religious Dems, how you still could check her name off and his name, the two most anti-religious people I know, how you could do that, I don't know. Not in all good conscience. So during a special Valentine's Day episode of Super Soul Sunday, Oprah Winfrey asked her spiritual advisor, not her pastor, right? Her spiritual advisor, Rob Bell, if he thought that churches were close to accepting homosexuality and same-sex marriage, which shows you how out of touch she is with God to begin with. How out of touch she is with the true understanding of what Scripture is all about. No, I promise this won't be a church session. It might. But I'm going to try not to make it. Yeah, preach it, Joe. There you go. I mean, think about something here. Here's a woman who massive crowds follow her. Massive crowds admire her. Christian crowds admire her. If you're a Christian and you're listening to this woman, you need to be checked. Unless you're one of those people, I can do it. You can separate it out. That's entertainment. She's an idiot. I don't care about that. But she calls him a spiritual advisor. I love that. Rob Bell. If he thought churches were close to accepting homosexuality and same-sex marriage, you know what? You'll have to come back if you want to know. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We got a lot coming up after the break. Seriously, you want to hang out.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now call button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about... I can't get it out of my mouth. We have a pastor that is telling people that, you know, you got to kind of throw the Bible aside so you can become more relevant today. Because that's what Jesus said. Make sure you follow the crowd. Make sure you're of this world. Oh, my God. You know, so there's people out there that really believe, okay, I didn't want to go down this road, but I'm going to. Some of you out there believe you're Christians. And this churchgoers, there's people who believe in God, there's spiritual people. I get all of that. But you guys, you know, there's people who go to church, they go to a Christian church, and they think that makes them a Christian. They know nothing about Jesus. They couldn't find any book in the Bible. They couldn't tell you whether a reference or something you say is somehow biblically related or not. Really, totally lost. So when it comes to stuff like that, I had a guy that interviewed me once a long time ago, and he said, not there was one guy a long time ago, but I mean, this particular guy claimed to be a Christian. And then he went on to talk about how he thought all the stories in the Bible were exactly that, stories. There really wasn't anything true in the Bible. It was just a bunch of stories. And I shut him down, and I didn't do it on purpose. I said to him, so, but you're a Christian, right? Because you follow Christ. But the only place that teaches about Christ is in the Bible. So if they're all stories, all you're doing is you're acting out a bunch of fairy tales, and you're believing in somebody that falls in line with the, you know, with the Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, and the Tooth Fairy. And he just looked at me like I didn't know. Like he didn't know what to say or what to do. So hopefully I got him to think about his relationship, what he's doing, what he believes to be Christianity. And then there's a lot of people like that. You think because, or they think because grandma was a Christian, mommy was a Christian, they've been going to that same church since they were in diapers, that makes them a Christian. Well, guess what? I got some news for you. It does not. Christianity is about a relationship. It's not about that you know the name of Jesus Christ or you know that Christ, notice I didn't say believe. I said you know from your readings that he was the Son of God. Does it make you a Christian? And no, it's not my opinion. You know, I can start quoting scripture if you want to, but that's not the road I'm going to go down. In case you just tuned in, I'm talking about Rob Bell, who is Oprah Winfrey, and she's followed. Man, I got to tell you something. I worry about some people who Christians who follow people like her who don't. She has so much influence on them. She is one of the most influential people on women in this country, and it's almost scary. During a special Valentine's Day episode of Super Soul Sunday, Oprah Winfrey asked her spiritual advisor, Rob Bell, if he thought that churches were close to accepting homosexuality and same-sex marriage, like they have to pontificate on it, like they're all sitting around in a room, you know, all those bishops, you know, those guys in the red caps and all that, you know, the bishop conclave, whatever, over in Italy, over in Rome, like they're all sitting around trying to decide what to do. Like all the pastors get together from the different groups once a year and decide what they're going to accept and not accept. Scripture is scripture. It doesn't change. The scripture that says, if you lie, stop, that hasn't changed in over 2,000 years. You know what that means? If you lie, stop. He answers that, we're moments away from the church accepting it, he said, and that Christians needed to stop relying on its holy text as a basis for opposing homosexuality. At which time, this bolt of lightning... No, I'm just kidding. It should have, but I'm just kidding. Look, if you don't live your life, and the Bible says it, if you don't live your life by the Bible, if you don't live your life by the Word of God and you're a Christian, you're not a Christian. You have nothing else. Your opinion, I hate to tell you this, some of you are going to get mad at me, but your opinion doesn't matter. You're not the creator. You didn't design the body. All the rules are there in the book. How you're supposed to treat other people. How you're supposed to live your life. How you're supposed to love others. How you're supposed to take care of others. How you're supposed to take care of yourself. There's nothing new there. It's there. It's in simple black and white. Easy. Well, look, if some of you make fun, you don't have to read the old King James Version. I can't even understand that one. But every answer to life is in that book. Every answer you need to take care of your body, life is in that book. And for a pastor of a church to say that you shouldn't look to Scripture, you shouldn't look to the Creator's words, you shouldn't look to what God has to say about something, right? To decide whether something's right or wrong, not what the Bible says. The Bible says test every spirit. You test everything against the Word of God. Does it line up with the Word of God? Right? I mean, so where do we stop with that? Right? On the homosexuality thing. Where do we stop with that? Where do we stop with the, whether it's same-sex marriage, abortion? Do we look at Scripture for abortion? Or how about having a multitude of wives? Can I sleep with many women? Right? I mean, why do I have to look at Holy Scripture for that? Man, the guys going to this guy's church must love it. They can get away with murder in this church, right? Well, guess what, Pastor? I put Holy Scripture aside because I don't know. I just thought the other one looked so much better. He goes on to say, I think culture is already there, and the church will continue to be even more relevant when it quotes letters from 2,000 years ago. This is a pastor. So, Pastor, I'd have to ask you, I'd love to get this guy on the show, but he wouldn't come on my show. And if any of you can get to him, I'd love to ask him a question. So then, if the church is irrelevant, if this is irrelevant because we're quoting from letters from 2,000 years ago, what makes you a Christian? Because Christ was talked about in that book over 2,000 years ago. The mandate to accept him as your Lord and Savior is from 2,000 years ago. The mandate to love your neighbor as yourself is from 2,000 years ago. Which one of these work? And what makes you, what gives you the right to decide which one of these are true and which ones aren't? He just said, it's irrelevant. When the Bible quotes words, letters, lines from over 2,000 years ago, it's irrelevant. But when you have that person, you know, the Bible even says we're not supposed to be, we may be in the world, but we're not supposed to be of the world, which means we don't succumb to the world's ways. And when you start deciding, boy, you know what, this is a guy, my Christian friends, this is a guy you need to pray for. Him and his wife, Kristen. You really should pray for these people. Because he just put himself above the Word of God. He just basically said he knows more than God's Word. For my Christian friends, do you know who else did that? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Seriously. Don't go far. I want you back. I got a lot more to say about this. Can you imagine? We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works.
Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Isn't that just like a wop brings a knife to a gunfight?
Well, you are too. Got you guys all riled up on this one. It should be. Even if you're not a quote unquote religious person, you need to understand what this means. I mean, whether you're a Jew or a Christian, I mean, every major religion has some kind of scripture writings that it follows, which is what makes it unique. I know. I jump right back in, huh? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. That's the Genesis Communication Network. That's how we get out to all the radio stations. They help facilitate all of that. So you can hop up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can find out the stations we're on. If we're not on a station in your area, you need to pick up the phone, call the program manager, the station manager, and say, what is wrong with you people? What have you been, like, in a coma? You have to bring this show on the air. And if they don't respond, let me know. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Okay. So I want to get right back to this because this stuff really does make me crazy. It is over the years, for my Christian friends, we've allowed this to happen. Let's start off there. You stay in these feel good churches. I'm not going to call out any names. You do it on your own. You stay in these feel good churches because when you go to the church, I used to have friends that say, well, we're looking for a church we feel we fit. No, don't do that. First of all, if you really believe in God, pray to God and ask him for the church you belong in. He'll tell you. He'll lead you there. He'll find a way to get you there. But if you go to a church where you're very comfortable, you're not really called on the carpet, and you're really not, you're just not challenged, that's not where you're supposed to be. God is not there to give you the warm fuzzies. You know, I love some of these parents when you're talking about some of these social issues, whether it's gay, lesbian, transgenderism, abortion, any one of those issues. I love these parents who always, when they talk about decisions their kids are making, God wouldn't want my son to be unhappy. God wouldn't want my daughter to be unhappy. God wouldn't want my daughter to be saddled with a child. Really? Where does it say that? No, help me. Where does it say that? It doesn't. You have to live. Look, I know I'm all over the place. I'm sorry. But if your daughter decides to have sex out of wedlock, if your daughter decides to get pregnant, and I'm sorry, if you're having sex out of wedlock and it's unprotected and you get pregnant, I'm sorry, you've decided to get pregnant. Okay? That's just my personal opinion. You don't have to agree with me. There are no accidental pregnancies, so to speak. So, you get pregnant. The it's not a punishment, so don't get me the wrong way. Don't take this the wrong way. You ask God for forgiveness. You're sorry. You know you made a mistake here. This isn't the right thing to do. You should have been married first. Whatever the scenario is. You get forgiven. God doesn't hold that against you. But that doesn't mean he takes the pregnancy away. That doesn't mean it's okay to have the abortion. Right now, you can call it a punishment. I wouldn't call it a punishment in this case. But now you have a child to raise. Right? That's the consequence, positive or negative. Consequences don't always have to be negative. That's the consequences. That's the result of your action, of the sin that you did. You know what I mean? I mean, there are people that make stupid decisions. They do sinful things. They may lose an arm. Maybe they cause themselves brain damage. Something goes wrong. They live with that, but they can be forgiven. And you might feel bad about it. It's too, because that's what I was talking about before, is feeling bad. Your kids are going to feel bad. Kids are going to want to do things, and they're going to tell you, well, I won't be happy unless I can do that. Bible doesn't say anywhere in it that the happiness of the Lord abounds. This is the joy of the Lord. Happiness is a momentary thing. You know, eating that hot food Sunday, it makes me very happy. And if I could have one every night after supper, it would make me extremely very happy. What would make me extremely very miserable is buying new pants once a month because I couldn't fit into my other ones. Okay? Buying new shirts every couple of months. That does not make me happy. It's all momentary happiness. Joy is a whole different animal. We're not going to do church tonight. Anyway. I know. I kept saying, right? And to Pastor Bill, I don't even want to call him a pastor. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to disrespect, but I don't even want to call him a pastor. When he says put the Bible aside, here's what scares me. Some of you know the Bible says that you take up the armor of God, right? You take up the whole armor. Well, you can't get that. You can't understand. You don't even know what the armor is unless you read your Bible. That's in the Bible. It tells you how to fight the devil in the Bible. It tells you how to live a good life. It tells you how to be a righteous person in the Bible. So if you don't have the Bible anymore, who are you going to listen to? Who's going to tell you how to protect yourself? Who's going to tell you to fight the wiles of the devil? Who's going to teach you how to do these things? Mr. Bell? We got a problem then. And the fact that he says that it's irrelevant because the Bible is irrelevant because it quotes letters from 2,000 years ago, is he brain dead? And he goes on to say that, and that's their best defense. He says, when you have in front of you flesh and blood people who are your brothers and your sisters and your aunts and your uncles and co-workers and neighbors, and they love each other and they just want to go through life with someone. Okay, so let's take it out of the socially bad things, you know, because you can't talk about abortion, and you can't talk about same-sex marriage, you can't talk about gays, lesbians, or transgenders, because that's all hateful stuff, right? So what if your flesh and blood friend, your sister's aunts and uncles, right? What if your sister is prostituting herself? Right? What if she's selling herself all over town? And she's not married. Right? I mean, having sex with anybody. You're supposed to just love her? If that makes her happy, leave her alone? Why should you get involved? Why? Because what does the Bible say about that? I'm not telling you. You're going to go look it up on your own. And then what if your sister gets married and still decides to be a prostitute? Do you keep your mouth shut? What if your brother, right? You find out that your brother's out, you know, on Friday nights having sex with every woman in town. And he's married. And he's got a couple of kids. The fact that he could bring diseases home, that it could ruin his life, it could ruin his family. You don't say anything? Because you don't want him to feel bad? You want to make sure he's happy? And looking at him and going, hey, bro, you know what you're doing is wrong, right? Yeah, I don't. I'll stop someday. Okay, I just want to make sure you know what you're doing is wrong. Oh, yeah, that's loving. So you knew I was going to do this, right? So you think that love, you parents and others, you PC correct whatevers, you think that love is allowing somebody to do what they want to do because it makes them happy. Now, I'm not telling you have to get involved in every aspect of somebody's life. But since we're talking about the Bible here, we're talking about Christians, we're talking about a pastor, It is not what love is. A love is correcting your brother, helping your brother see the error of his ways. That doesn't mean you pound into him his sin. That means when your brother's committing adultery, you look at him and say, bro, you know what you're doing is wrong. God can't work in this situation. You're living in a situation of sin. I know this isn't what you want. Somebody's got, you know, think about what you're doing. It is okay to do that. And you don't cover for that brother or your sister. Right? When the Bible says, if you lie, stop, it doesn't say, except if you're covering your brother's transgressions or your sister's transgressions or making sure that your mom don't feel bad because your brother's lying to her. It doesn't work that way. Bill and his wife, Kristen, were discussing their book on marriage, The Zimzum of Life, I don't even know what that means, with Winfrey when the exchange took place. The book provides a new way of understanding marriage, which Bell seemed to imply also included gay couples. He continued with some of his reasoning on accepting homosexuality. He said, loneliness is not good for the world. Whoever you are, gay or straight, it is totally normal, natural, and healthy to want someone to go through life with. It's central to our humanity. We want someone to go on the journey with. Okay, I have no problems with anything he just said. We do want somebody to share our lives with. Right? We want to be excited with somebody. We want to help somebody when they're not feeling good or feeling down. Right? Remember, the devil perverts all kinds of things. He perverts Scripture. He perverts your understanding of Scripture. Go back and read Genesis. Go back and read what he said to Eve. I always loved this, that Eve changed one word. See, God's word is God's word. Whatever God says is true and real, and you can't change it. But if you change one word, it's no longer God's word. It doesn't have the same meaning anymore. All right. I will try to get through this in the next segment. I promise. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We're right here with you.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
You are some messed up white people.
Ow, we are back.
Ow.
With the most politically incorrect bumper music you'll hear on the radio today. most of that 70s music you probably couldn't... I don't know. I don't even know if it would go today, right? I mean, think about all the things we did in the 70s. Man. Well, not all the things. But you think of... what's his name? Blazing Saddles. Right? Mel Brooks. All the movies that he did. There were so many innuendos in those movies that were just... They wouldn't fly today. People would have... Well, unless you put them in rap music. Then it would be okay, I guess. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, thanks for hanging in with me today. I do appreciate all the time you're spending with me, really, and commenting and going through the information with me. I am, as some of you know, I am not a quiet Christian. But I'm not an in-your-face Christian either. I'm not the guy that runs around sticking my finger in your face, telling you you're gonna go to hell all the time. Christ taught us to love people. So you do your best you can, and then when it gets stupid for a long period of time, you just go, you know what, God? He's yours. I'll catch you later. And I've done that a couple times. But that's why I wrote the book I wrote. And I believe I got the title from the Lord, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can find it on Amazon.com. All the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And you don't need to hate him. You don't even need to be afraid of him. I don't even know where the Bible thumping thing came from. But I'll wear it. I don't thump the Bible like that. But I do thump the Bible and go, look, the Bible says this. So this is how I'm going to live. Right? The Bible says I'm supposed to take care of the widows and orphans. That's what I'm going to do. Right? The Bible says I can give thanks to God for the things that I have. And that's what I'm going to do. And you don't have to agree. See, here's the difference between us and almost all the other religions. And that other one, you know, Islam. Is we don't go violent on you if you don't believe like I do. I feel bad for you, but I don't go violent on you, and I'll pray for you. But the other religion, you lose body parts. That 50, you know, they had a picture, and I would never post this kind of stuff up. It was actually a video, a short video, of a 15-year-old kid getting beheaded in the square, and they made a whole bunch of kids stand around and watch this. And for what? What was his crime against Allah? What was his crime against his God? He listened to Western music. That was his crime. That's the loving, forgiving God that they serve, or that particular group serves. Anyway, back to this person who claims to be a pastor. He's basically told you to put the Bible aside. You don't need the Bible. I'm going to tell you what to believe. That's irrelevant. It's 2,000 years old by my book. That's basically what he just said, right? The Zimzum of love. It's about marriage. And this is how they disguise things in words that kind of make sense, right? Now, and you guys, I hope you guys agree with me. He said loneliness is not good for the world. It's not good for anybody to be lonely. But I got to tell you something. Would you guys believe me or not? And I'm not a holier than thou. Really, I make some really dumb mistakes. But since I've accepted Christ, I haven't had a lonely day in my life. I've never felt all alone. Yeah, you know, there's times my wife used to go to take care of family business in other places, and she'd be gone for a few weeks. And that's kind of it's being alone, but it's not lonely. There's a big difference. You know, I can run around the house in my underwear. Nobody cares. Nobody said put some clothes on. Didn't matter. Those are the good parts of being alone, but not many more. Anyway, but never felt lonely. So loneliness is not good for the world, he says. Whoever you are, gay or straight, is totally normal, natural, and healthy to want someone to go through life with you. He's right. Human beings want people to go through, you know, want loved ones, want people that they're close to and excited about being around to go through life with them. It is central to us. Right? We want someone to go to the journey with. And if before you're a Christian, you're looking for everybody around you, I got news for you. Once you have your relationship with God, that's your center of attention. No, I'm telling you the truth. And I know there's people who can't stand me are loving what I'm saying right now. They're going to go, because they're going to go, he talks to God. And he said God talks back to him. Right? But you know, when I'm going through things and I'm doing stuff during the day, good stuff, and I see something that turns me on, I don't, and I talk to her about it later on, but I don't pick up the phone and call my wife and go, oh, you should see what I saw here, and you should see this, and boy, did you? No, I don't do that. I'm driving down the road and go, you know, God, wow, that's cool. You do good work. I like that. That makes me happy. We joke at night, I love the moon. I don't want to go there, but I love it. I love what it looks like. I like how bright it is. And I always joke with my wife. I say, yep, he turns that on at night just for me because he knows how much I like it. Those are all the good things. Those are all the cool things. And yes, you can be like that. It's okay. Anyway, all right. So Kristen Bell says, marriage, gay and straight, is a gift to the world because the world needs more, not less love, fidelity, commitment, devotion, and sacrifice. Man, is she confused. Let me ask you a question. I don't have time to do this, but so Christians, God lovers, if you would, right? God loves you. We know this. If you're a Christian, you don't know that God loves you. I don't know what to do for you. You've got to go back and sit with your pastor for a couple of months. So if you know that God loves you and He wants the right things for you, He wants things that are good for you, you're not going to get them by osmosis. You're not going to get them by telepathy. He wrote them down in his book as to what he wanted. And all those things that were good for you, all those things that would truly make you joyful and true love. You know, we have so screwed up words. And I'm going to tee off some of you right now. Having sex with a woman is not making love. I don't know where that came from. So now all these people think that every time they have sex, even with a hooker, it's making love or something. I don't even know where that comes from. Love is a whole different animal, people. Right? So when she says marriage, gay and straight, where does it say that in the Bible? That'd be the first thing I'd say to her. Oh, she'd say to me, well, that's 2,000 years old. Then what makes you right? Show me the Bible where we're supposed to change as times change. Right? Think about it. Now, no disrespect to my Amish friends, but I don't think it says anywhere in the Bible where God's against using electronics, where God's against using cars instead of horses and buggies. And even the pastors of today admit they had control of TV when it first came out. They could have been filling that thing up 24/7, but no. You know why? It was an instrument of the devil. No. It's become an instrument of the devil. With all the crap on there. Computers? I know people, Christians, that won't touch computers. It's an instrument of the devil. No. When you hit the porn button, you turn it into an instrument of the devil. When you do research for God's Word, when you're putting a lesson together, you're trying to learn more about Christ, and you're using that computer that can access words and papers all over the world. No, now it's an instrument to glorify God. You choose what to do. What's the Bible say about the tongue? Right? You're supposed to control your tongue because it can either glorify or it could just crucify somebody with your words. All about us. We have to control this. You either choose to believe God's word or you don't. It's really that simple. We overthink all this stuff. It's really that simple. So it's a false narrative to say that if you don't accept gay marriage, you're not accepting true love. Just because somebody loves somebody doesn't make it right. Yeah, fidelity, commitment, devotion, all that is good stuff. It's all God stuff. It's all good stuff. But there's been perversion over the years of all kinds of God issues, whatever you want to call them, God's word, but God's policies, issues, whatever. Whatever makes you feel better. Many churches, she goes, refuse to recognize same-sex marriage, including the Catholic Church. Pope Francis has made clear that marriage should be between a man and a woman. No, Pope Francis, this is where deceit comes in, and you guys need to straighten it out. Pope Francis has not made it clear. The Word of God makes it clear. All Pope Francis or Joe Messina or Frank Smith does is you open up the Bible and you show where it says marriage is only between a man and a woman. Really that simple. Bill, however, is no stranger to theological controversy. His book, Love Wins, was challenged and dismissed evangelical notions of hell, sparked intense criticism. So, yeah, these are the guys. There's no right, no wrong, right? Probably whatever makes you feel good. You team up with Oprah. She's her spiritual advisor right there. You've got strike 1, 2, 3, and 4 against you. But you, and again, I know most of the hour was towards my Christian friends, but you guys have got to stop allowing this to happen. You don't tell your kids, if you have kids, you're a Christian, you have kids, you don't tell them to make fun of or to hate or to ignore the gay and lesbian kids on campus. No. You don't have to embrace the lifestyle to embrace the person. How else are they going to see the love of Christ? How else are they going to see the love of God unless they see it from you? There's your thought for the weekend. I hope I left you on a positive note. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. You want to send me an email, give me an idea for a topic, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Please don't do anything stupid this weekend, because I want you back here with me on Monday. Have a great weekend.